Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I started entitled Communion of the Saints. 2 Corinthians 13 and 14 says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all." Beloved, as the times grow darker, more and more are we going to need the strength and the unity and the grace that is given to the people of God. Times are perilous. That's what Paul wrote. He said, "Know that in the end times, perilous times shall come." And we're seeing that unfold. Some of you who may be up in years, you can remember back 50, 60 years ago, the world was so different than it is now. Darkness is increasing exponentially, and there's such evil and wickedness in the world to signal that the return of the Lord draws nigh. But the wonderful thing about it, regardless of our circumstances, even if you at this moment might feel so very alone, you love God and you love God's people, but there's just circumstances, situations in your life that you feel really alone. And there may be someone that you're just not able to share what's going on in your life. The Lord understands. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities, but He wants us to be one. He wants us to share one another's burdens. Christ prayed for our unity. He prayed for our oneness, that we would be one even as He was one with His Father. In John 17, 20 and 21, these are the words of Jesus. He said, "Neither pray I for these alone," He was referring to those who were His disciples He was with, "but for them also," hallelujah, that's us, "which shall believe on Me through their word," through all the centuries, right, "that they all may be one, as Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me." The world will know they are Christians by our love. Isn't that right? And His presence is promised when we come together in the Spirit. Matthew 18 and 20 says, "For where two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them." That's a direct quote, a promise of Jesus. So we either believe it or we don't. Now we may, you know, our feelings, our emotions are unstable as water. And yet faith, that quiet faith that we have, that God has given us, will not be moved. We are grounded on the rock, if you will, the rock of ages. And going on now, I'm just sharing some scriptures with you about the communion of the saints. We're one in exhortation. Hebrews 10, 25 says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more, as you see the day approaching." I'm thinking of a fellowship I had the privilege of being in a few years back, and they were in a very remote area that wasn't highly populated. They didn't have a preacher or a pastor, but they just got together. It was a home church, if you will, although they also met in an assembly on Sundays, and they would get together and they would just share testimonies. They share the word. And I thought, my goodness, this is as the early church was. Praise God. So we can see, beloved, as times grow darker, we need one another more and more. And Hebrews 3:13 says, "But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. And James 5:16 says to confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. This ministry is a prayer not only of broadcast but of correspondence and prayer. We invite you always, for since my husband began the ministry in 1965, we have always been a ministry of prayer for the saints of God, because we know that God loves, he loves us, for us to come to him and to be in agreement. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, James says, 5:16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another. And there's communion in mutual comfort and edification. 1 Thessalonians 4:18 says, and 5:11, same concept, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And there's a communion in mutual sympathy and kindness. Romans 12:15 says, rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. That's the true heart of Christ, the true compassion of Jesus. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And we're talking about communion and prayer. I'm just giving scriptures. The word preaches itself, if you will. Communion in prayer for each other, 2 Corinthians 1:11. This is the Living Bible translation. But you must help us too by praying for us. For much thanks and praise will go to God from you, who see his wonderful answers to your prayers for our safety. And Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And of course, we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. The scripture says, when possible, we are to come together to share the things of the Lord, to testify, to pray. So there's a communion in public and social worship. Psalm 34:3 says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Psalm 55:14 says, we took sweet counsel together and walked unto the house of God in company. And then, of course, there is the communion in the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians 10:16-17 says, for we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. And so, beloved, even though you might feel you may not have much in the way of human fellowship or comfort right now, know that you are part of God's family. And if you can just meditate on these scriptures that I'm sharing with you, they extend far beyond your personal present experience. We are one with all the saints and heroes of the faith that have gone on to be with the Lord, that are in heaven right now. The communion of the saints, it unites all of us, those that are alive presently, but those that have gone on to be with the Lord, our loved ones, our friends, the saints of all ages, the disciples of Christ, all the saints of the ages, we're one big family in Christ Jesus. And regardless of what you're going through, that is a comfort to know that you are not alone. Praise God. And so God is pleased with our communion with one another. And if we will obey his words, if we won't shut ourselves off so often, you know, when we're hurting, when we're in pain, when we're sick, when we're oppressed, we tend to distance ourselves. We don't want to really sometimes be around others. But that's the very thing that will bring comfort and encouragement. Psalm 16:2-3 says, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent, in whom is all my delight. And of course, that familiar passage, Psalm 133:1, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Romans 15 and 32 says, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. And so when we share together in communion or koinonia in the Holy Spirit, and we share and talk about the things of God, God marks this communion with His approval. And there is an amazing scripture found in the book of Malachi. I remember when I was a young Christian, I first read that and I thought, boy, how cool is that? Malachi 3:16 says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. The Living Bible translates that this way. Then those who feared and loved the Lord spoke often of him to each other. And he had a book of remembrance drawn up in which he recorded the names of those who feared him and loved to think about him. Isn't that precious? Hallelujah. Well, as I bring this broadcast to a close, let me just take a few moments to pray with you. Father, I pray for those who are listening, and Lord, some may be feeling lonely and just apart. They may be feeling even distance from you. And rather, I'm asking right now that you would just touch them in their spirit, in their emotions. And Lord, let them know, first of all, how much you love them and that you have given others who care for them and love them. Lord, we are one in your body. And so, Father, I pray especially at this time, at this season of the year, God, that you're going to cause the fellowship, the love, the unity, and the things, the wonderful things that we share in Jesus Christ to be the very heart and source of our strength, our encouragement, and our joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you, and I thank you for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I pray for you every day, and I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.